Welcome to this ICMA Career Compass podcast. ICMA is the premier local government leadership and management organization. ICMA Career Services helps those who help communities with career search, development, coaching, and recruiting. For more information on ICMA Career Services, visit icma.org.
Hi, this is Bonnie Savercek, Deputy City Manager for the City of Lynchburg, but more importantly, to this audience, the President of the International City County Management Association. And I am here to talk about the benefits of ICMA student chapters.
Thank you, Bonnie. How do you feel that the chapters are beneficial to ICMA?
I think that when the pilot chapter was first formed in 2010, that it was an incredible idea and way to introduce young adults to the profession of city management beyond what you might be learning in your MPA program or MPP program or MBA program or whatever program you might be involved in that can transmit skills to the profession of local government professional local government management. What I have found in my career is that ICMA, and I have been a member of ICMA for over 30 years now, has become to me an incredible professional work family. And I think the earlier that you get connected to ICMA, the stronger that family and that network will be for you as you progress through your career in local government management.
Great. And since the ICMA student chapters do consist of the next generation of managers, can you talk a little bit about the importance of the next generation of managers?
Sure. I think that people who have been in the profession for quite some time, as myself, should be focusing a good part of our attention on the next generation of local government managers. The knowledge base, the skill base, the technology, the new thinking, I hate to use this term, but I'm going to use it anyways, the new normal. Mm-hmm. The next generation brings to the table solutions that past generations may have never thought of because we are living in a very different time that is moving much, much faster than when people of my generation enter the profession. And frankly, at this point, I think that ICMA and governing bodies worldwide should be looking to people who either are next gen or have an incredible respect for what next gen can bring to the profession.
Do you see any barriers for the next generation?
I do, unfortunately. and it won't come as a surprise, but I think that some of the barriers are the reduced size of local government workforces or of the local government workforce, and that will make it even more challenging for NextGen to enter the local government management workforce at the city, county, town, village, borough level. And I think that while you are in your graduate school program or undergrad school program, again, the sooner you can get connected with a locality to do either internships or do papers or presentations, projects that involve local government, you are going to have a better chance and possibility of landing that position in a locality than somebody who doesn't have that connection. There are more than 9,000 ICMA members worldwide, and I think that if you make a connection while you're still in school with an ICMA member who, you know, might just be one generation ahead of you or maybe even two generations ahead of you, they can help you navigate through, you know, the early part of your career and help you connect the dots with ICMA.
Yes.
So finding a job is probably the biggest challenge, and I really hope that that's the only challenge.
So one of the great benefits of being a member of a student chapter is free registration for the annual conference. Would you recommend that students attend that if possible?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, as I have been going to the various regional summits around the country the past few months and talking about my goal that we increase the number of ICMA student chapters, I share that as a member of an ICMA student chapter, that registration for the conference is free. That in and of itself should encourage, one, membership in the student chapters, but two, it should absolutely get students to figure out a way to get to particularly the ICMA conference in Boston, September 21 through 25, 2013, because it is going to be a fabulous conference.
Can you maybe tell us a couple of benefits you think students will get from the conference besides just networking?
Sure. I think we have some really, really cool keynote speakers. So the first one on Sunday afternoon is Amy Cuddy, who is an instructor at Harvard and is going to talk about how we communicate without opening our mouths and how we can better and more effectively communicate through body language and through observing how other people communicate without opening their mouths. So I think that will be some real practical information for everybody in attendance, but I think that it will also help students, particularly as they interview for jobs, reading the signs of, you know, in an interview, both verbal and nonverbal. So Amy is speaking on Sunday. On Monday or Tuesday, Daniel Pink is speaking. He has a new book out. He spoke to the ICMA conference a couple years ago when the conference was in Pittsburgh, and he had just released a book then called A Whole New Mind, which talks about how our left brains and right brains approach our work. So he is a nationally recognized speaker. I am very excited about having on Wednesday, usually we have a speaker on Wednesday before we end the conference. The speaker is typically an inspirational speaker, and John Jacobs, who is one of the founders of the Life is Good Company, is going to be giving us that inspirational speech. And I'm really excited because I'm a huge Life is Good fan, and I can't think of a better inspirational message to send us off with as we depart Boston, that life indeed is good. And then we're taking a new approach this year with the conference. Some formats will be TED Talk formats. We're going to have a hackathon, which hopefully will result in an app or two that conference attendees can leave the conference with that can help us do our work better when we get home. And we will have featured speakers on Monday and Tuesday afternoon, which is something we've never done before. We've usually just had several concurrent sessions, but we are bringing in some not keynote kind of speakers, but maybe the next level down. And one of my favorite speakers is Marty Linsky, who has taught, he is a principal with Cambridge Leadership Associates and has taught at the Harvard Kennedy School State and Local Government Excellence Program, and has written a book called Leadership on the Line, which I think falls directly in line with the conference theme, which is revolutionary leadership. So I think it is going to be a conference not to be missed. I think that we are going to arrive in great quantities of ICMA members and actually be part of the celebration of Boston Strong as well.
There's going to be a lot of beneficial things for students to take from that conference. It seems like it's going to be really fun, too. I'm excited because it's going to be my first conference as an actual ICMA member. So I can't wait. Do you have any maybe parting words of advice for students who are about to graduate or who have recently graduated from a program and who are trying to break into local government?
You know, I think that using the connections that you may make through participation in your school's ICMA chapter is critical to your success. When I joined ICMA back in a long time ago, I joined ICMA on my own dime. The company that I was working for then was not a local government. It was a lobbyist firm for local governments. I thought my ICMA membership was important enough that I paid for it myself, and I think the rate for the student membership, not the student membership, the rate for a member after you graduate is very affordable, and mm-hmm. I think it should be obviously at the top of your list as the top advocate for ICMA. So, you know, I hope to see you at the conference.
Great. Well, thank you for talking with us today, and I appreciate everything you said, and we will be sure to ask you back after the conference to see how you think it went.
Great. Thanks, Caitlin.
This has been an ICMA Career Compass podcast. For more information on ICMA Career Services, visit icma.org.